fresh. Getting the opportunity to celebrate the story of Christmas today as our young people lead us in the pageant retelling, let us sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, number 43.
The Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in our own manger, the humble Christ was born. In God sent our salvation. Blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
So come into this place, come into this season of Advent, come and make room to receive the gift of Christmas, come and see how God prepares a place for joy to be born anew. We dream God's dream of a world where joy is expected even in the darkness, where new days and new years are anticipated, laughter comes easy, and thanksgiving rolls off everyone's lips, where the lowly are lifted up and the captives are set free. The prophet Isaiah said, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth, shout aloud and sing for joy. May God grant us the courage to experience joy. Joy in the face of apathy, joy in the face of sorrow, joy in the face of guilt, joy in the face of uncertainty, joy in the face of rejection. So in the height of our Advent walk, we light the pink candle of joy, and may this flame dance with a prayer of joy for the people. May we be drawn to its light. If we can get it lit. See, I brought a backup just in case. Each candle we light reminds us that the light of the world will soon come to us as one of us, as Emmanuel, which means God with us. The kingdom of God is drawing near. May we prepare our hearts for the day of the Lord. Let us prepare our place for the Lord Christ. Well, I want to welcome everyone this morning on the Pageant Sunday. Some of you have probably guessed that already, given what we have up here on the chancel for everyone to see. And I know that we are all anticipating a wonderful Christmas story retelling by our young people here. And I just want to say in advance, thanks especially to Kim Wenger. Kim, you're probably somewhere else right now. She's over there hiding. There you are. Kim took the lead on this, and as usual, looks like it's going to be a fantastic, I don't want to say show, but a fantastic experience. Because it is an experience that we all get to share in together. And so thanks to all of our young people, too, for your preparation, for being here for the rehearsal, and for being a part of this, because it's something we get to do together because of you, so thank you. There are some announcements in the order of service, and I invite you, when you have a moment, to please read through them. Listings of the upcoming services, especially for Christmas Eve. Next Sunday, there's a choir cantata at the 11 a.m. service, so keep that in mind and maybe tell your neighbors and invite anyone who might like to come and experience that as a part of their Christmas festivities. Also, please note the change in the office hours and the addition of Alicia Griffin, who is here as a part of our staff team, primarily looking after facility usage, but also minding the store on a couple of days of the week when she is in the office. And a couple other things, our Christmas giving tree is out in the atrium for anyone who would like to contribute to that tree and provide gifts for those in need, especially at this time of year and moving into the new year, we'll have things available for people as they need them. And also the insert regarding Christmas memorial flowers. So this is your last opportunity today to, if you wish to contribute to memorial flowers, and the green insert in the bulletin will lead you in the right direction if you would like to make that donation. Before we continue in our worship this morning, are there any other announcements that people have to share today? Then let's continue by singing, and I invite us to stand as we sing Hope is a Star. And that's number 7 in Voices United.
Shall be afraid.
rescue, giving a promise of safety and hope. God is a child, there's joy in our song. Last shall be first, and the weak shall be strong, and none shall be afraid. Joy is a song that welcomes the dawn, telling the world that the Savior is born. When God is a child, there's joy in our soul. Shall be first, and the weak shall be strong, and none shall be afraid. Love is a flame that burns in our heart. Jesus has come and will never depart. When God is a child, there's joy in our song. Shall be first, and the weak shall be strong, and none shall be afraid.
Please be seated and let us join our voices together in the opening prayer as it is printed in the order of service. Everlasting and loving God, gathered in this place today, we acknowledge that you are at work in our lives and in the world. In this time and space, we ask for the grace to take a break from our busy thoughts and a busy world. We have come in search of Jesus and his way. We have come to gather around his table and be fed by his Spirit. We pray that we might find our joy complete. We know that we have done things that have had things done to us that have caused us to be less joyful than we could be. With these things in mind, we ask for your mercy and grace. As we gather, as we worship, and as we are fed, may we seek and speak the joy you desire for us. This joy that helps us to rise above our circumstances and frees us to love and serve others. This is the joy you give us in Christ, the one in whose name we pray. Amen. Okay, so as we approach Christmas, we're not there yet, even though we get the excitement of the Christmas pageant today, we are still in Advent, and today is the Sunday when we light that candle of joy, if you haven't noticed already, right, from what we've said and what we've done. And today is also what is known as Gaudete Sunday, and that's a Latin word, and it means rejoice. And on this Sunday, a lot of Christians recall the Magnificat of Mary, the Song of Mary, when she rejoiced when she found out that she was going to bear God's Son. And that comes from the Gospel of Luke, and this is what Mary says. She says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their thoughts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." So that's the song of Mary's joy. And I wanted to touch on joy today because, you know, when we move through Christmas, we can maybe forget about joy because we get caught up in something called the Christmas rush. Anyone familiar with the Christmas rush? Raise your hands if you're familiar with the Christmas rush. You know, and you know, there's, you know, more things on the schedule, more things to do, it seems more people to see. You got to fit it all in. And I'm not going to disparage the Christmas rush today because actually I think a lot of those extra activities and events help to enrich our experience of Christmas. But I just want us to think for a moment, but why do we add all of those extra things? It's because we're trying to pursue that Merry Christmas, right? We want to make sure that others, we and others, have a happy holidays, right? It really is, in that way, about the pursuit of happiness. But you see, happiness and having a happy holidays or a Merry Christmas, happiness is different than joy. And here's how I want us to think about it, because you see, so often in life, we're pursuing things that we think will make us happy. But joy is something different. Like, there's a story about a rabbi, and he sat down and he had a conversation with this very prominent individual in the community. A guy who was a mover and a shaker, out doing lots of things. And the rabbi said to him, he said, you know, you're always out there chasing after things, chasing after success, and chasing after achievement. He says, have you ever thought that maybe you are moving so quickly that there are things behind you that are looking for you? Right? And that because you're moving so quickly, those gifts of God will never, ever truly be with you. And you see, the rabbi was thinking of that line in the Lord's Prayer that says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Right? And it literally means to pursue. And that sometimes, you see, we're so busy trying to make for that happy holidays or the Merry Christmas that we don't really allow those gifts, those true gifts, to catch up to us and be the gifts they are for us. And one of these gifts truly is joy. And I just want to mention briefly, you know, the difference between joy and happiness, you know, because we don't want to miss the joy and the gift of joy. And the first difference between happiness and joy is that, you see, joy is a command. As a people of faith, if we read through the scriptures, especially through the book of Psalms, we see that joy is a command. Time and again we can read, you know, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice, O Zion, make a joyful noise, right? And these are commands, right? There's this expectation that as a people of faith, we are to be joyful, right? And joy, you see, therefore, is different from happiness because, you know, we're not commanded to be happy. But certainly there is an expectation from God that we will be joyful. And now a second difference between joy and happiness is that joy is eternal, while happiness can be fleeting. You know, in Mary's song to God, she speaks of the eternal nature of the joy. It's a joy, you know, that was passed down through the descendants of Abraham and so on. She went on in her song about this joy that was always there. Now this joy was in her life too, right? Joy is eternal because happiness is fleeting. And, you know, my years in working, I worked in pro sports for a number of years. Some people know that. You know, I've had many conversations with professional athletes. And, you know, one of the things they shared with me, because I met a number who were Christian, they shared with me, you know, perhaps I think it's one of the reasons why they chose to have a faith, is that they understood that happiness is fleeting. You know, they could all think of times, maybe the day they got drafted or a great season they had or winning a championship. But every one of them will tell you that whenever stuff like that happens, they wonder if that'll be it. Like, those are happy days when they happen, but they wonder sometimes if this is going to be it. You know, will I be good enough next time? What's going to happen next year? And so on. And so for a lot of those athletes, they turned to faith because they knew that happiness was fleeting. And they needed something that they could hold on to that was eternal. And you see, another difference I want us to think about this morning when we think of happiness and we think of joy is that joy is something we share, but happiness, on the other hand, is something that can isolate us. Think of it this way. Happiness is a solitary pursuit, right? Happiness and me, or me and happy, those words seem to go together. Right? You ever notice that? What makes me happy? What do I have to do to be happy? right? We know that happiness is about individual, you know, satisfying an individual need or want or desire. You want to make a child happy, give them what they want for Christmas. But if you want to make, you know, if you want to see somebody who's not happy, don't give them what they want, right? Because that's the thing about happiness. It can be very isolating. And, you know, we can try to make ourselves happy. We can try to make others happy. But happiness, you know, is whether we're happy or we're unhappy, it can never replace a joy. Because joy is not an individual thing. Right? Happiness can isolate us from others. It can even isolate us from God because we're not happy. But joy comes with something that is shared. That's what we experience here. We come together as a church. We're meant to be joyful. We share joy together. Mark Twain said that, you know, the measure of true joy is that you can divide it. And the more you divide joy, the more joy you have. Think about that in terms of happiness. Is an isolating experience, joy, which is what we gather together today to celebrate and share, brings people together communally. It's about one another. Because there is one more difference between happiness and joy. And that's, you know, happiness focuses on the things of the world, where joy focuses on the things of God. Right? So as we come together in this place today, we recognize the good things of God, the things that can never be taken away from us. The thing we know of, you see, when it comes to joy, joy comes from a knowledge of goodness. And we think of Mary's song to God. She knew that even though she was in a place in life where, you know, all of a sudden, maybe her happiness had been taken from her because she was unwed and she was pregnant in an age when that wasn't such a great thing. But she still found a way to be happy because she knew of her worth and her value and her importance in the eyes of God. Right? She understood her goodness. And I think, you know, for each and every one of us, that's one of the gifts we receive at Christmas, the gift of the knowledge of our goodness in Christ. That God comes into this world as one of us to be a part of this life, to share this life with us, because we're meant to be seen as treasures. But that treasure, why is it that we can have difficulty with that and with that message? You know, it can take a long time for us to understand that that treasure is very close to us in our lives, that elusive happiness that we're always looking for, it's actually there, but it's not in the shape of happiness, it's in the shape of joy because of God's goodness in our midst. And I hope that, you know, as we move through this Christmas season, that we'll remember that. I mean, there's this old Hasidic tale about a guy named Isaac. And Isaac had a dream one night that if he were to go to the city of Prague and dig under the bridge that led to the king's palace, that he would find a great sum of gold. And Isaac wanted that gold because he wanted to build a temple to God. So he went off to the big city, started digging a hole, and a guard came up to him and said, "Why are you digging a hole?" And Isaac said, "Well, I had this dream that if I came to the city and dug a hole under the bridge, there would be gold." And the guard said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "Well, guess what? I had a dream last night, too, about a guy named Isaac, and that if I went to his house and started digging under his stove, that I would find gold, too." The guard said, "Get out of here." So you know what Isaac did? He went home, and he started digging under the stove in his house. And he found gold. And he built his temple to God. But the moral of that story is sometimes, you know, we find we have to go on a great journey in life only to understand that the treasure and the good things we were looking for were perhaps always close to home. And because, you see, God makes the journey to us. You know, God's always pursuing us with the gift of joy. And if we open our lives to that gift, then Christmas will always be the gift God meant it to be for us, right? And that we can have a merry Christmas, a joyful Christmas, not the Christmas we pursue, but the Christmas that God gives for us. Amen. So friends, we're going to receive the offering at this point in the service. So we are going to receive the offering, and it is for the life and the work of this church and this ministry. And God appreciates a joyful giver, and so may we give joyfully. And Scott is going to sing for us. I saw three ships.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. What was in the ships, all three on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? What was in the ships, all three on Christmas Day in the morning? Our Savior Christ is laid on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Our Savior Christ in his laid on Christmas Day in the morning. The ships are free on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. We'll sail the ships are free on Christmas Day in the morning. We sail to Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. We sail to Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning. All the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth shall ring on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the angels in heaven shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. Let us all rejoice and amen on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Let us all rejoice and amen on Christmas Day in the morning. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning. All the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. All the souls on earth shall sing on Christmas Day in the morning.
It says 50.
And I give you all as I am. If I
Testing.
Test.
Testing.
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 Yay.
Testing. Dreams.
Oh, mine's on.
Testing.
Yeah. Everyone's on.
We should have done this earlier.
A little bit. No, I got it.
Okay. Who's first in line?
Already.
Ow. Do you think everyone's gone to sleep yet? Gone to bed yet? Is it safe to come out?
Let's scout the area.
No humans in sight. It's safe to come out. I repeat, it's safe to come out.
The coast is clear.
Are you sure it's safe?
I'm Peppa Pig.
I don't want my new little girl to see me yet.
Yes, it's safe. Everyone can come out.
Wow, it was squishy in there.
We need a bigger box. My hair is getting messed up in there, and I can't move with all these twist ties on. How do they expect kids to play with me when I'm tied to pieces of cardboard?
I know, right?
Does anyone need a hug? I give great hugs.
I am Luke Skywalker.
No, I am Luke Skywalker.
No, you're an imposter. I am the one and only Luke Skywalker.
No, you're the imposter, and I'm the one and only real Luke Skywalker.
Prepare to defend yourself.
Boys, stop fighting and listen to me. I am your father.
What? How?
Your twin separated at birth at the toy store. It's a long story. I'll tell you about it later.
I'm glad to be out of that box. Do you want to twirl?
We're totally awesome!
I can't wait to meet my new person. I wonder if I'm getting a boy or a girl. I hope they think I'm super cuddly.
Wow, what a beautiful Christmas tree. I love all the tinsel and decoration.
What do you think Christmas is all about?
It's all about the gifts, silly. What else could it be about? Everyone loves to get presents with fancy wrapping paper and beautiful bows.
People give gifts at Christmas because they want to be like Santa. That's what Christmas is all about.
Did I just hear you right? Did you say that people give gifts at Christmas because they all want to be like Santa? I don't know who told you that, but it isn't correct. Haven't you ever heard about the real story of Christmas? About how Jesus was born into the world to save us?
Who's Jesus?
You don't know who Jesus is or what Christmas is all about?
No.
No.
All right, you toys. I think it's time that I come down there. I think you all need to understand why it is that you've been put under the Christmas tree and why we celebrate Christmas every year. I think you need to meet some friends of mine that can help you understand the real story behind our Christmas celebration. Have any of you heard of the TV show VeggieTales?
I know that show. They used to have it on the toy store on Sundays. I love that show.
Yeah, wasn't there a tomato and a cucumber hosting the show? What were their names again?
It was Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber. I love Larry. He's so silly.
Yes. Bob and Larry are the hosts of the VeggieTales TV show, and I happen to know them. I was a guest on one of their Christmas specials. They like to receive questions about Jesus, and they base their show on answering some of the questions. How about I write a letter to them to see if they can help us better understand Jesus' story? story.
Yeah, can you ask them who Jesus is and why he was born at Christmas time?
And ask them about how a baby can save the world. He must have some amazing superhero powers or something.
Okay, I have all of that in the letter. Let's send the letter to them now. Fairy Angel, can you please help me?
I wonder when my new hands-free hoverboard will be in the mail today.
I don't know, Larry, and I really don't want to know how much that thing will cost. Oh, it looks like we have a new letter.
Thank you.
It is from our friend Tree Angel. She is wondering if we can help the toys that she knows. They have a few questions about the true meaning of Christmas and the story of how and the story of Jesus' birth.
Hey, I know that story. Do you think we can help our friends out at the same time and tell the story of Jesus and Christmas?
That sounds like a great plan. Let's go get ready.
Why don't we give Bob and Larry some time to prepare for their show and sing a song while we wait? Can everyone open your bulletin and join us in singing Do You Hear What I Hear? Take it away, Scott.
And our show is called VeggieTales. Can you sing along to our theme song?
Sure.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle.
Have we got a show for you?
Veggie Tales.
Joining us today, we have a special show planned for you. Our friend Tree Angel wrote from us from Milton, Ontario, where the toys that she is with don't understand the true meaning of Christmas and how Jesus was sent to Earth by God at Christmas time to save us. So today, we have planned a special skit for you to show you how Jesus came to Earth at Christmas time.
Bob?
Yes, Larry?
Have you reconsidered telling the story as a Western?
This again? No, Larry, we talked about this before. We don't want to confuse the toys. Jesus wasn't born in the Wild West, he was born in Bethlehem.
Huh. I thought it would be cool, because Mary could ride on a horse, then they could arrive at a saloon and ask for a room.
No Westerns, Larry, we are telling the story the way it happened. Now, it all started with a girl named Mary. Back in those days, the government decided that it would be a good idea to count everyone that lived in that area of the world. So people had to go to their town of birth to register. So Joseph had to take Mary on a long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. This took Joseph and Mary a long time to get to Bethlehem.
I don't know, Bob. That looks a lot like a horse, not a donkey.
No, Larry, now pay attention now. When Joseph and Mary arrived at Bethlehem, they went to go and find a room.
Wow, I can't believe we finally made it. Mary, how are you feeling?
I'm okay, but I'm really tired. Can we get to our room soon?
Here's the building. Welcome to the Holiday Inn, Bethlehem. How can I help you?
We have a room reserved. I'm Joseph, and this is my wife, Mary.
Just let me check. Was that Joseph with a J?
Yes. Please hurry. I'm really tired and sore.
I'm so sorry, but I don't see your reservation, and we have so many people coming to the city today for census taking. I'm so sorry, but I don't have a room for you.
What? What do you mean? I'm 9 months pregnant and due any time now.
Well, I do have a spot out in the stable. It isn't the best, but it'll be warm for the night.
We'll take it. Well, that's the last time I let him make the reservations.
When Mary and Joseph settled in for the night, a wonderful and exciting thing happened. Mary and Joseph had a baby, but it wasn't just any baby, it was baby Jesus. In the stable, the animals watched as Mary and Joseph took care of their new son. It was warm and comfortable in the stable, and there was plenty of straw for Mary and Joseph to lie on.
I think it's a perfect time to take a break from our show and sing another song. What do you think, Bob?
That's a great idea, Larry. Can everyone please join us on hymn 69 in your hymn books and join us in singing Away in the Manger?
Children in your tender care, and fit us for
That was lovely, everyone. And now back to our story. Now out of the hills by Bethlehem, there were shepherds watching their flocks in the night. Bob, what's a flock?
It's a group of sheep, Larry.
Interesting.
All right, Jeb. There's one, two, three, four. Ugh, why do they keep moving? Okay, one, two. Do you see one over there? Three, four, five, six. Ugh, they keep on moving, Jeb. Do you think we can keep them still? One, two, three. You know what? Why don't we just sit down? I'm getting tired. Let's go.
The shepherds were surprised when suddenly there was a bright light. But it wasn't just any bright light. This light was so bright that the shepherds had to close their eyes for a minute because it hurt their eyes. When the shepherds opened their eyes, they saw, standing in the air above them, a beautiful angel with her arms wide open.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, are you seeing this?
The shepherds looked at each other in disbelief, but they knew what they were seeing had to be real because they were all seeing the same thing. Then the angel spoke to them and said,
"Do not be afraid. I am here to bring you good news for all people. Today in Bethlehem a baby has been born. He is the one that will save the world. You will know the baby because he will be wrapped in cloths and laid in a manger."
The shepherds were excited and amazed. Did everybody know this news or just them? They knew that they had to go and see this baby that the angels were talking about.
Jesus is that way.
The shepherds ran as fast as they could and soon found Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. They soon fell to their knees as they were filled with joy as they had found the Lord.
This joyous event calls for another break in a song. Can everyone join us in singing Angels We Have Heard on High on page 38?
We have heard on high, sweetly singing all the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Excelsis Deo. Shepherds, while this jubilee, while your joyous strains go on, what the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song. Excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Christ whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Excelsis Deo. See him in a manger Mary, Joseph, Mary, while our hearts in love we ring. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Excelsis Deo.
And we're back again. Let's continue. Soon after Jesus is born, wise men from the east are traveling on their camels. One night, the wise men noticed a very strange star in the sky. They knew that this star meant the King of the Jews. The one who would save the world had been born.
The wise men didn't know exactly where the star was, where the baby was, so they followed the star in the east. They followed the star in the east until it hung right over the place where Jesus was born.
Since it took the wise men a while to get to baby Jesus, they probably didn't arrive a little after Jesus was born. When they finally arrived, they were very happy and excited, and they bowed down to worship him.
After that, they opened the gifts that they had brought Jesus. The gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These were very expensive gifts, gifts that you would give to a king, not a baby. Jesus would soon grow up to teach people about God's love and compassion and eventually die to save us from our sins.
And so this is the end of our show. Thank you everyone for joining us, and thank you Tree Angel for writing us such a great question.
So you see, toys, the story of Christmas is a special story full of miracles and strange visitors coming to visit baby Jesus, who is destined to be the savior of the world. Christmas is a time to remember God's gifts to the world and celebrate with each other. Now, does Christmas make more sense to you?
For sure!
Wow, I didn't realize such an important thing happened at Christmas.
God really must have loved everyone to send his son to earth.
I want to know more about Jesus.
Me too.
This story makes me want to turn away from the dark side.
It's okay, Dad.
Aww.
Christmas is fun, special, and magical, and not just about the gifts.
Thanks, Angel, Bob, and Larry. You really pieced that one together for us.
Thank you for telling us the real story of Christmas.
Could you tell it again?
I think it's time to get back into your box. You don't want the children discovering all those out in the open. Thank you for joining us today for our annual Christmas pageant. We have one more song that we hope you will join us in singing as we wish you a Merry Christmas and is printed in your bulletin.
This one work, and you guys can stay up on the stage with me for a minute. First of all, thank you, everyone. Great job, really great job. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm just going to ask us, each of us, just for a minute, we're gonna pray, okay, and give thanks to God. So let's just bow our heads and take a deep breath. Close our eyes and say, thank you, God, for the gift of Christmas, for the gift of Jesus and his story of good news of coming to earth. Thank you that we can be a place where joy is shared, and thanks especially to our young people today for helping to share the joy of Christmas with us. You give us so many gifts, and for this season of Christmas, we give you thanks and help to keep us from getting to the point that we miss the joy and we miss the gift of Christmas itself. And hear us, God, as we pray for others this day, for those who do struggle to have a Merry Christmas or a Happy Holidays. We pray that you be with them too, for those who don't have enough to eat or don't have toys to play with or just miss the good news of Jesus altogether. So we ask that you be with them and that we might do our part to help us celebrate this season and help others to find that joy. Be with us and be with our homes and our families. Bless us at our work, at our home, and at play. And keep us loving and give us many good gifts in the new year that is to come. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's say, please stand and let's say together our words of blessing. Can you be a voice of hope, peace, and joy in this world? Can you proclaim that God is with us?
We sing with angels, setting the roadways and the buildings.
As people who are being changed, we go into a world that is being changed. Glory be to God who walks with us, sings with us, and struggles with us. And as we depart, may the peace of Christ be with you.
So his word.